The Demon Hotel in the depths of the Florida Everglades was a sprawling structure with two long wings surrounded by lush gardens. A week ago, it had been hidden behind a thick layer of magic, but the spell had been broken, and the demon guests had been encouraged to leave the premises. At the time, Chiron's only thought had been to have some time alone with Lila. After all, when a vampire finally located his true mate, it was a time of celebration. And since Chiron was quite convinced that his beautiful witch, Lila, was the most special mate since the beginning of mates, the celebration had to be something spectacular. Unfortunately, the best-laid plans of mice and vampires tended to go to hell. And even as Chiron had shooed away the guests and sent Ulrich, his faithful wereguard, to track down his master who'd just escaped his prison, he'd realized that any hope of a private oasis was a fantasy. And as if to emphasize the fact that the honeymoon was on hold, the King of Vampires had arrived a half hour ago, demanding a full account of the unfolding disaster. Now they stood in the middle of the vast lobby of the hotel, Styx, the current Anasso, the formal title for king, stood well over 6 feet with stark Aztec features. His hair was long and as dark as midnight. Currently, he had it pulled into a braid that was threaded with turquoise medallions. And as usual, his massive frame was covered from head to toe in leather. Oh, and he had a sword the size of a shovel strapped across his back. Chiron had dark hair as well, but he kept his neatly trimmed. He also preferred to wear designer suits that were tailored to fit his slender frame. He was a wealthy owner of a chain of hotels, spas, and casinos called Dreamscape Resorts, which catered to humans. He sold sophistication and luxury, so that was the facade he'd adopted over the years. Beside him was Lila, his new mate. She was a foot shorter than Chiron, with a lush figure and glorious untamed curls that fell past her shoulders. She had honey gold skin, and her eyes were a swirl of gold and green. Unlike the two male vampires, she was a human witch, who stayed young by bathing in the Fountain of Youth that was conveniently located in the back of the garden in a hidden grotto.